My name is Ruth, and I work for Contact as a parent advisor with the By Your Side Hospitals team. The By Your Side team support parents who have a child in hospital with advice and information in a number of hospitals throughout the UK. At Contact, we know that appointments and hospital stays can be very stressful, so our By Your Side team have put together some suggestions that will hopefully make you and your child's experience more manageable. Our first recommendation is to always plan ahead if you can. Make childcare arrangements for any siblings if possible. Taking them with you can be a challenge. Tell your child's school with plenty of notice. This can help school to understand how long your child may be off, what arrangements may need to be in place when they return, and to give them an opportunity to prepare remote schoolwork. If you are working, we suggest looking at your options for time off instead of simply using holiday to cover things. You may have the right to apply to your employer for flexible working or to use parental leave, which gives parents the right to take time off work to look after their children. Visit www.contact.org.uk/flexible working for more details about flexible working and time off. We know that travelling to medical appointments can be costly. Some hospitals will offer discounted parking fees to parents, or you may be able to claim a refund of reasonable travel costs to attend hospital appointments if you receive a qualifying benefit or if you meet the NHS low income scheme criteria. Meal vouchers for use in the hospital or surrounding shops may be available to parents. Call the hospital ahead of your visit to discuss these. If your child is staying overnight or longer in the hospital, you will want to think about accommodation. Generally, wards will guarantee that one parent will be able to stay with your child. This may be at their bedside in a chair or fold-out bed. The hospital may be able to offer you space in their parent or family accommodation if it is available. Depending on the hospital, there might be charity-owned accommodation close by, such as Ronald McDonald House or the Sick Children's Trust. After a stay of 5 days or more, you may also be eligible for certain grants to help with hospital costs, such as from the Family Fund. You can ask the ward staff about these. You may also want to consider using the hospital school. Many children and young people find getting off the ward can be really helpful during their hospitalisation. Finally, these are our top tips from parents. Try and get appointments at the start of clinics, when there is less likely to be a long wait. Ask for a quieter room to wait in, or arrange to wait in your car outside. Write on a postcard to show the receptionist what might be difficult for your child, so you don't have to say it out loud. Try to get appointments with the same person so they get to know your child and their triggers. Consider using a hospital passport. There is a link to the MenCap hospital passport on the Contact website at www.contact.org.uk/appointments appointment tips. Arrange a pre-admission meeting with a senior ward nurse prior to admission to let them know your child's additional needs. Ask about a learning disability team or play workers who can help support your child whilst they are in hospital. They can really help to manage your child's anxiety. I hope you have found this useful, and please get in touch with our hospital's team via the website at www.contact.org.uk/byyourside. Thank you.